time for It Says in the Papers with Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Paul. A couple of front pages this morning have the beginnings of a knock-knock joke. Knock, knock, who's there? But they substitute one of the knocks for Enoch, as in Enoch Burke, who yesterday turned up back at the gate of his old school despite a High Court order forbidding him to go there. Enoch, knock, who's there? Is the Herald's headline. The Star front page has its headline with a speech bubble beside his face saying, "Oh, it's just me again." And the headline, "Protest teacher back at school for new," in brackets, "jail term." Although the punning headline of the day might be the one on the front of the front page of the Sun over the story that Gráinne Shoige has been selected to be a candidate in the next election. The headline there is, "It's showtime." There's quite a bit on crime and policing in the papers this morning. The Irish Independent and Irish Times front pages both report that the government is failing to appoint a new Deputy Garda Commissioner. The Independent says the job is being boycotted by senior Gardaí because the person who gets it could face in their retirement a tax bill of up to €500,000. The Times says the Deputy Commissioner job has been vacant since March and that that person is responsible for policing and security. And policing and security data prompt other stories in the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mirror says that in the past year and a half, over €3 million has been spent on equipment for the Garda Public Order Unit. The Irish Daily Mail has the shopping list, which includes €73,000 on baseball caps. And the Herald front page has a report on an attempted burglary of a Dublin home by seven masked men. It happened yesterday, and the family and their barking dog managed to scare the men out of the house. The Herald quotes the family as saying, "We're a little bit shook, but the main thing is we're all right." Exam results are everywhere this morning, either those just released or about to be. The Northern papers cover the GCSE results from yesterday. The Irish News has a two-page spread of photos of smiling students, including identical triplet sisters from Belfast. Down south, the Irish Times and Irish Independent have supplements of advice for Leaving Cert students, while the Sun reports that the government is worried that terminology is keeping some students from going into trades. So they're thinking of dropping the word apprenticeships because they think it carries a stigma, like the phrase "FOSS courses." Two stories on disinformation from Spain and Galway in the papers this morning. A Spanish judge has demanded social media firms reveal the true identity of posters. This is after an 11-year-old boy was killed by a masked man while playing football on Sunday. The attack was random, and social media carried the claims that the man was a recent migrant from North Africa. But police have since arrested a Spanish man who's thought to have mental health problems. And the Irish Times features an interview with a family whose hotel was burnt down in Galway last year. Rumours had spread that the former hotel was going to house asylum seekers. In fact, the owners are an Irish-American family and they were planning to renovate it as a hotel. The paper says that the mother of the family had been born in Ireland. She was adopted by an American couple and had always wanted to return. She's an artist and the old hotel contained most of her artwork, family heirlooms and even her mother's ashes, all lost in the fire. Finally, there's a photo in the Irish Independent that sports fans will either admire or abhor. It shows a group of Man United fans sitting in VIP seats watching their team playing in Old Trafford on Friday. But the fans weren't in Manchester, they were in Los Angeles, in a special cinema watching a feed of the match on a giant immersive screen. It's 87 feet wide and wraps around 180 degrees. The paper, however, doesn't say which of the fans in the cinema had control over the remote.
Ronan Kelly,